What's up, everybody?
What's the Grind. It's The Grind with Nathan McCray.
There's just no way you can get enough of me. Yo, Mr.
Giving real insight needed daily. Call 657-383-1291. That's 657-383-1291. It's blogtalkradio.com, The Grind 101. Join your host, Nathan McCray, 8 a.m. Eastern, every Tuesday through Thursday, for an unscripted conversation. It's The Grind, 657-383-1291.
Welcome to The Grind, everybody. Hope you guys are having a great week. As a matter of fact, I hope you guys had a great weekend. Man, let me get flipped over because I don't see anything on my screen right now. What's going on? I see you guys chiming in. What's going on, Valerie Davis? Great morning. Great morning, Josh Bashford, man. Great to have you guys live on The Grind. Great morning, Antoinette Edwards. Great morning to y'all, man. Thank y'all for chiming in. As you all know, in Blog Talk Radio land, we are live on Blog Talk Radio. We are also live on YouTube. We're also live on Facebook. YouTube, you can just do Nathan McCray on Facebook, of course, Nathan McCray. Everything's Nathan McCray or thegrindradio.com on YouTube, guys. We're trying to get a message out of empowerment. We want to empower people. Understand that you're empowered to be empowered, right? You're empowered to empower. Let me say that right. Let me actually look at my t-shirt. You're empowered to empower, right? So I got to get my own sayings right. So, man, it is an amazing Tuesday morning, and I'm sitting here looking out my window and watching people go to work, watching people walk the dog, watching people run, watching people jog, man, and I'm just in awe of the different types of lifestyles that people have. And you know, you got some people that are walking around kind of carefree. You got some people that are jogging, they're really in tune with their health. You've got some people that, you know, are walking, you're on the phone and they're kind of emphatic about what they're saying. So they're having a disagreement with somebody early in the morning, right? So what's going on, Pam McCray? Good morning, my love. So you got all different types of people in the world, and you have to ask yourself, which of those people am I, right? Which of those people am I? How are you living your life, man? What's going on in your life? What are the things that you're allowing to bother you right now? And I'm going to play a song, and then we're going to get back, and we're going to go into that. And this song has absolutely nothing to do with what we're going to talk about. I just happen to like it, right?
Come here.
The Grind. It's The Grind with Nathan McCray.
There's just no way you can get enough of me. Yo, mister.
Giving real insight needed daily. Call 657-383-1291. That's 657-383-1291. It's blogtalkradio.com, The Grind 101. Join your host, Nathan McCray, 8 a.m. Eastern, every Tuesday through Thursday, for an unscripted conversation. It's The Grind, 657-383-1291.
Man, awesome, man. I love y'all, man. I thank y'all for jumping on The Grind this morning, man, and putting your comments on the screen. My comments are working, man, so I'm definitely going to be able to say what it is that you guys say this morning. Sean Jackson Hughes, I see you, young lady. Thank you for jumping on The Grind. Guys, this is the People Show, the realest show ever. Your voice absolutely counts. You matter. Guys, we are empowered to empower around here, and that's what we do, as you can see my T-shirt. I know that I'm empowered to empower, and we all are. We're called to empower other people. If you're not empowering somebody else in your life, it's not always about what you say. It's about what you do. It's even more so about what you do. And like I said, it's sexy to say it, but it's sexier to do it. How many of y'all are ready to get sexier in your life when you actually start doing it, right? Putting your hands to the plow, not taking them away. No excuses, no nonsense. Some of y'all are saying, I'm already doing that. Cool. Then the fruit should be forthcoming, right? So, ladies and gentlemen, let's get right into this. I'm going to set my comments up so I can see you guys real time. They actually flash across my screen on this platform. So this is pretty awesome. So, man, what are we going to talk about this morning? I got my coffee, guys. I'm on a 21-day Started yesterday. This is day two, right? I'm ticking them down in my bathroom mirror. This is day two. No alcohol, no sugar. Try to do super. You heard I say try to do super low carbs, right? Super low carbs. And what is that going to do for me? I'm going to be able to purge. I'm going to be able to, hear some things. I'm going to be able to, trim some body fat. And hopefully I'll be able to see my abs in 21 days, right? So with the exercises that we're doing and the different, nutritional changes that I'm doing, I'm putting in a short-term sacrifice for a long-term gain, right? So what happens when you do that short-term sacrifice, man, you actually get something that you can build on. We call it a long-term gain. Why is it called a long-term gain? Simply because you create a mindset, you create a habit that by which you can continue to build on. See, and that's where a lot of people go wrong, right? A lot of people go wrong by starting something. And when you start it, you may tough it out for the 21 days, right? It's a habit. But everybody said, but it became a habit. Why did I go backwards? All day long, man. It's in the head, right? No, Antoinette, I cannot see my abs now. They're like just below that little layer of fat that I got there. If I flex them, I can see them. That's a great question. Yeah. If I flex them, I can see them. I'll be 50 years old this year, guys. It's a little tougher for me to see, to cut the body fat. I'm a hard gainer. I have a high metabolism, but, I still have problems in the midsection area, and I'm working on that, man, just like y'all. So y'all stick with me. If y'all want to jump on it, then jump on it, right? No alcohol. And that's going to be tough for some of y'all. No alcohol, no sugar, low carbs. And I'm going to cut the salt, down to a bare minimum. I really just try to do Mrs. Dash. Just herbs really is all we really try to do around here. So, a lot of you guys are trying to, do the same thing in your life. And you're saying, I did this for 21 days and I'm, or I went on a diet. I took this or I took that. And now it's not working. Now I'm gaining more weight because it's all mental. You have to stay in the game. You just gave yourself, you put fuel in the car and you started to press the gas. And then as soon as you finished 21 days, you felt a sense of accomplishment, which is great, right? Well, after that sense of accomplishment, you said, okay, it's over, guys. And after that 21 days, there's about 8 to 9 more days after that, 9 more days that you have to solidify, put the staple in that thing, nail the coffin shut, and that's that 30-day time span. Once you do it for 30 days, guys, it becomes a lifestyle. Now, some of you saying, well, why not a 30-day? Guess what? If I can do it for 21, I can do it for 30. But the 21-day is the period that I know I created a habit, right? Now, that 9-day time span, I'm just going to recertify to myself that, you know what, I can do this. I'm not going to fall off the wagon in these 9 days. I'm just going to go to 30. You know, that's like gear number two. Now I'm really moving at this point, right? So in all, it'll be 30 days. But after that, guys, I would have done something different. So what are we going to talk about this morning? It wasn't that, but it segues into what I'm talking about in general, guys. And that's basically life is short lived, right? Life is short lived. And that's easy to say, right? And as I said, it's sexy to say, but sexier to do, right? Coffee break. Sexy to say, but sexier to do. Who's ready to get sexier, right? Who's ready to get sexier? Some of y'all say, I'm sexy right now, but are you ready to get sexier, right? Because when you talk about it, it sounds great, sounds sexy. But when you actually do it, when you do it, guys, that's like the pinnacle of sexiest. That's the sexiest thing. You do it, you get sexier and sexier and sexier. Not only physically, but you get sexier mentally. And that's where really you want to get it at, right? So it's everything. Everything is a grind. Like, you can take my beard, for instance, guys. You know, for those of you that struggle with beard game, you know, some of you guys just grow these beards and it's like, boom, everything comes in and everything is all proportion. Me, I got some gray hairs I got to contend with. Around here, I got some, you know, some scraggly areas that, but I'm going to tough it out and I'm going to allow it to come in. Guys, the struggle is real all the way around, right? So you're not by yourself. This is what we're trying to tell you. Don't think you're going through this thing by yourself. Life is short. Live it. Let me tell you what I mean. People say, well, you know, I'm trying to live my life. I'm trying to live, but I'm going through some stuff. Everybody's going through some stuff. I don't care who you are. You're going through some stuff, right? So as you're going through some stuff, man, you got to realize that my life is still going on. And here's one thing I know, that if you don't compress the time in your life, that means if you don't compress time and say, you know what, I'm going to do the things that I was thinking about doing next year. I'm going to do them now. I'm just going to get on the bandwagon. I'm just going to go, right? If you don't start compressing your time and doing the things that you want to do, you know, you're thinking about doing, you start doing those things, putting the things in motion, right? If you don't do that, then what's going to happen? Next year becomes the year after. The year after becomes 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 10 years down the road, and you're still sitting there like, man, life is short. Live. What's your level of living? Now, some of you are quite simply going to say, I'm living right now. I'm cool. Where I am. And if that's you, man, if you can look yourself in the mirror and you can say, man, I'm cool with where I am, then that's none of my business. Great morning, Princess. Welcome to the grind. You know, that's none of my business. If you can say that, do what you do. You're living the life, man. You're living the life. So if you're living the life, then hey, nothing I can really say to you, right? So all I'm saying at this point is go empower somebody else. Great morning, Felicia. Welcome to the grind. So living your life, man, what does that mean to you? What does it mean to you? This is what it means to me. It means not settling, right? I'm not going to settle for a life that they say that I should have. I'm going to settle for the life that I want to have. I'm going to dream build. I'm going to do whatever it takes to put myself in the right mindset mentally to get what I want physically, financially, to get what I want mentally. Because in order to get things physically and financially, man, you got to have that strong resolve, that strong mental to actually be able to do it. And I can see that sunshine starting to peek over the rooftop right now. But nonetheless, man, how many of you guys are actually living? That's right, Fran. You're welcome, Felicia. That's right, Fran. Freedom and doing what I want to do. And that's what it's all about, right? Life is short. Live it, man. So many times we wake up in the morning and there's some things that we want to do, but there's some things that are going on in our lives right now. We know the light bill is due. You know, we know the car note is due. We know that the water bill is due. We know that, you know, you got to get up and got to go to work. You can have anything you want in life. That's not good, right? It's sexy, right? You can have anything you want in life, man. I can tell you guys all kinds of cliches, right? What's going on, Sunita Lewis? Welcome to the grind. I can tell you guys all kinds of cliches, left and right. But if you don't do that one magical thing, if you don't do that one magical thing, guys, none of it matters. It sounds sexy. But here's the do part. Here's where you get sexier. You can have anything you want in life if you're prepared to change. Because the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and over again, accepting a different result. And you're expecting a different result, and you're doing the same thing you did yesterday, right? So you can put this to any part of your life, apply it to any part of your life. It doesn't matter if it's money. It doesn't matter if it's finance. It doesn't matter if it's physical. It doesn't matter what it is. Apply it to your life, right? If you're saying, I want to save more money, then what do you need to do? Stop spending so much money. If you say you want to lose some weight, then what do you need to do? Stop eating the foods that make you gain weight. Because I told you guys last week, I'm not accepting the fact that people just don't know. People know. People know. And when you know, you actually do better. You've heard that one, right? Because that don't work all the time. People say, when you know better, you do better. Man, no, there are people that know better and just absolutely don't do better. And somebody's getting this morning. Somebody's saying, you know what, he's talking about me. Somebody's saying, you know what, I know better, but I'm just not doing better. And it's sexy to say it, sexier to do it. And when you decide to do it, here's the other piece, guys. It's not going to be hard. Applied knowledge is power. Absolutely, Pam. Applied knowledge is power. So it's sexier to do it. And when you start doing it, one thing I'm going to tell you is that it's not going to be as easy as you think it is. Just get that out of the way right now, because I don't want anybody to go into this with any false perceptions. Now, some of you are saying, I'm out. Right now, you're saying, I'm out. I don't want anything else to do with this, because, you know what, I'm not willing to devote that type of time. I'm not willing to make that type of sacrifice. Let me hit you with another cliche. Anything worth having is worth sacrificing for. Now, I believe that cliche 100%, but there's a do aspect in it. Every cliche has a do aspect, and that's the one we want to get to. That's the trenches below the trenches. That's the lifestyle, the foundation that you're setting, right? So if you're not willing to do that, then why? Some of you are saying, I got a target weight that I want to get to. Whatever that target weight is, let me ask you this. Do you have the picture in your mind of how your body actually looks? Do you have the picture in your mind of how you look in, you know, fellas, with your shirt off? Do you have a picture in your mind, ladies, how you look in that two-piece? Do you have a picture, an uncompromised picture, right? Embrace your pain or we stay the same. Absolutely. Do you have that uncompromised picture in your mind? When I say uncompromised, I ain't talking about the one that you, the body that you're going to settle for. I'm not talking about the house that you're going to settle for, the car that you're going to settle for because you don't want to put in the sacrifice and go through any pain. I'm talking about the uncompromised picture of you in the house, you in the car, you actually spending the money that you have, looking at your bank account, knowing that, you know what, I'm going to pull up my bank account tomorrow and I'm going to be able to see that I got money in my checking account, I got money in my savings account, and I got money in my business account, I got money in my money market account. Whatever it is, you're going to be able to pull up your bank account and you're going to see all of that across the board, and then you're going to do what? You're going to feel empowered, right? And once you feel empowered, you feel that you have to go out and empower. And that's the truth, right? And that's what you're called to do. You're called to empower other people. It doesn't always matter what you say. It's about what you do, right? Antoinette said it's on her vision board, right? It's on her vision board. Awesome. And that's where it needs to be, on your vision board. And then it needs to be in here. You need to keep it square. Keep that vision board somewhere right there in front of you. And guys, all of this resetting, starting over that we're doing, redoing this and redoing that, guys, it's just setting us back. Get the total picture of what it is that you want to do, right? Get the total picture of what you want to do. Get it squarely in your mind. And I don't care if you have to print out pictures of the things that you want, the things that you want to achieve, whatever it is in life, guys, print those pictures out, put them on your mirror. So you have to get to a point to where it's second nature for you. It stays here because, you know, we used to put pictures up and stuff around the house. Antoinette said she has a vision board, right? And that's great. The vision board is awesome. When you've got the vision board, let me ask you this. Where is that vision board? I'm going to get another sip of coffee on that. Where's that vision board? Is it tucked away in the corner somewhere to where you can't see it? You did it and you had a momentary cycle of brilliance, right? I saw what I wanted. Boom. You tucked this thing away and slide it beside the dresser here. No, get that vision board. Put it up in your house somewhere, right? Antoinette says everything is on it, from her body type to how much money, the house, and all of that. That's what I'm talking about. You want to have it there, but you want to keep it somewhere every day, every morning, where you can see it, right? And that's what this is. You have to visualize it. You have to taste it, see it, hear it, smell it, long before you actually achieve it. And I believe that's the piece that scares most people. Some of you guys saw a post that I put up the other day, you know, and I said, I put up a post of an Aventador, a Lamborghini, right? So, you know, eventually I'm going to have me a Lamborghini. Some things I'm putting in place because, you know, that's not just a car that you go by and you drive every day. Here's the thing that people don't know about a Lambo, right? The ride is not that great, right? The ride is not that great. It's not a luxury car. It's not something that you're going to get in and go every day. It's actually a challenge and a chore to drive, right? So when you actually drive it, you have to actually go and learn how to drive this car. And it's like most cars that are supercars like that. You have to learn to drive it. But I know that at some point in time, I'm going to have it. So I'm it's in my mind. And I posted about it yesterday. And I said, you got to see it. You got to taste it. You got to feel it. You got to smell it. You got to know that it's for you. And if it's for you, then you believe that it is. You believe that you can have it. You don't put yourself on any different category than anybody else that does. So you said, you know what? I believe that I can have this. Now that you believe that you can have it, what's next? You got to get sexier. You got to go out and you got to actually work to get it. And you got to put some small things in place. A lot of the little guys creates a lot, right? So if you're putting things in place for your life, no matter what it is, I don't know what you're believing for. I don't know the life that you want. That's between you and God, right? Whatever you want, you have to put it on the board, visualize it. But whatever it is, you have to take small steps to get there. A lot of people don't start because they think they got to take those giant steps, right? Guys, any the amounts of money that you see people make, the house that you see them in, the cars that you see them drive, all of that, ladies and gentlemen, it happened over a period of time. Unless somebody hit the lottery, boom, guys, boom, here it is. Or somebody was born into money and somebody gave them money, then that money came without an education. And you hear time and time again that most lottery earners, the vast majority of them will say, I wish I would have never got that money, right? What's going on, Monique? Great to see you. Welcome to the grind. You know, they will say, I wish I never got that money. Why? Because they didn't have the education to go along with it. There was no knowledge to apply, right? So if you don't have the knowledge to apply in anything, then that means you have to put in the work to get the outcome. Absolutely, Josh. If you don't have no knowledge to apply, then guess what? Eventually that thing is going to be gone. So what happens when you come into something with a giant Mother May I step, right? What happens? That means you come into it without the knowledge to apply. It's like Pam said, you have no knowledge to apply, so you end up losing what it is. They say, you know, well, people, I'm not talking about $1,000, $2,000, right? I'm talking about big money. These people make multiple millions of dollars, 100 million, whatever. You look at them 10 years down the road, 5 years down the road, they're broke. Some of those people are on skid row right now. Why? Because, man, there's so many different things that I can't cover. Maybe that's a whole nother call. But, you know, they're broke now because they didn't know how to manage that money and manage the expectations and manage, you know, everything about having that money. It wasn't so much as the inside stuff that was happening and where they are, because, guys, it only takes a little while to get tired of spending money. Trust me, I'm telling you. And when you get tired of spending money, what else is there to do, right? So that means there's a lot of outside influences, a lot of outside forces that come in, and there becomes that sense of entitlement. There comes so many different categories of outside influences that happen. And people are basically, you know, you feel compelled to do this and do that. And before long, you look up and you have nothing, right? Am I saying you shouldn't help people? Absolutely not. It's not what I'm saying. You should definitely help people, right? But with the right education, then you know how. So life is short. Live. But how do you actually live that life? You only live that life, ladies and gentlemen, understanding that I have to appreciate where I am right now. If whatever you're driving, whatever you're living in, whatever you have in the bank right now, now it's time to do my famous quote, three letters in this quote, trim the fat. Trim the fat. Trim the fat. That's it. You got to trim the fat. So that means you got to get rid of all of the unnecessary thing. I'm empowering you guys right now, right? Get rid of all of the unnecessary stuff in your life. Sometimes you got to get rid of some of the unnecessary people in your life. It's not always stuff, right? Sometimes it's people. Pam says gratitude. Great. Gratitude is awesome. Don't misplace that gratitude, right? Know every little thing that you get, you know, be have gratitude for what you have. You know, don't sit around looking at what other people have and wishing that you had it. No, have gratitude for what you have, because if there's one statement I know for a fact, is that it can always get worse. I'm telling you, I made the mistake of saying, you know what, if things get any worse than they are right now, I don't know what I'm gonna do. That's a coffee break. I made that mistake. If things get any worse than what they are right now, I just don't know how I'm going to survive. I don't know. Right. Anything that doesn't serve you, fam. Absolutely. Trim the fat. And we'll talk about that. That's a great statement. I'll talk about that here in a moment. So, you know, when I said, if things get any worse than they are now, I don't know what's going to happen. And I'm going to tell you guys, and some of you, this is going to be an epiphany. It's going to be a shout hallelujah moment for some of you, right? Every single time that I said that, things got worse. Every time. So I had to realize, Nate, don't stop saying it. This is when you have to have gratitude for where you are. Some of you got enough stuff right now. Some of you got too much stuff and you don't need some of it. And you need to stop buying so much stuff that you don't need. Start saving some money, right? Stop trying to look a certain way for everybody so that they can think you got it going on and actually get it going on, right? Where does everything start? Internally. It doesn't matter what your bank account, what you say your bank account says. It matters what it actually is. So if you're trimming the fat, right? You're trimming the fat. That means you're getting rid of everything that doesn't serve you. And what does that really mean, right? Because now you're saying, well, that sounds like a selfish statement. Guys, I'm going to tell you, and I want you guys, write this down if you can. There comes a time in everybody's life that you have to get selfish. I'm giving you the nitty gritty. Do you want to be sexy? Do you want to get sexy? Right? You got to get selfish. There comes a time when you have to say, you know what? Let me get me right first. What's not serving me right now? How do I get me on point? What's the thing or things in my life that are holding me down? That's right, Rachel. Your words have power. What are the things in my life that are holding me down? Now, I didn't say the things that are holding down him or her or them. I'm talking about you got to get personal. You got to get selfish with that thing, right? You got to say, what are the things in my life that are holding me down right now, holding me back? Sometimes it's a mental attitude. Sometimes it's things that you have physically that you've gotten because of a bad mental attitude, right? Right? Antoinette says that's the process that I'm in right now. Absolutely. you're in that process, you stay in that process, and it's the hardest thing to do is to stay in that process because it ain't sexy. It's not sexy. When you're in that process, people are going to look at you and people are going to judge you because that's what people do. People judge other people. Let me put the official word. People assess other people, right? That's what they do. So when you're going through your process, that means you're going through some stuff that's for you, right? And me and Pam were talking about process the other day, and Pam said, you know, she said, yeah, she said a lot of people, you know, don't understand that if they don't get in their process, they're going to get processed. And I said, that's good, Pam. That is good. I like that. And you're saying, you know, what's process? Here's what I actually attribute that to. Here's how I define, you know, getting processed. It's like when you go to the unemployment line. It's like when you go to get food stamps. It's like when you go, and let me put it this way, when you're plugged into the matrix and, you know, I'm not going to get the technical term, but, you know, our body is one big power source, right? Physically, we emit a lot of DC power. So in essence, the whole movie, The Matrix, you guys know that's my favorite movie because it's so much like real life, right? So when you're plugged into the matrix and you're powering everybody else's dreams, and then when you get every day when you go home, they give you some stuff to keep you plugged into the matrix. It's the Jedi mind trick is what I call it, right? So they're plugging you into the matrix. They're using you. And you get just enough stuff when you go home to think that you're actually powering yourself. You actually think you're free. You actually think that you're writing your own ticket. You actually think that you're in charge of your own life. Let me stop before I miss Ryan and piss some of y'all off. But no, let me not, because that's what we do on this show. We're not going to always say the great stuff, right? But people actually think that they got it going on. I'm good. But you go every day and you fuel somebody else's dreams, hopes, passions, and you have your own that you haven't even started. You are a lion when you're doing stuff for everybody else. But when it comes to doing something for you, you become this little bitty lamb. You become this little bitty chick, you know, bear in the corner like I'm not doing anything. You become this little bunny rabbit. And you're not willing to take the hits for the stuff that you want to do. You're not willing to take the small steps. You can tell everybody else how to do what they need to do, but you're not willing to get in the trenches. And you know what? They should be passing you in the trenches. Oh, there, you know what? There's May. I see you in the trenches, below the trenches. You know, I see you down there with me. You're just not saying this stuff. You're actually doing it. Oh, my God. Sexy to say. Sexier to do. Everything that I say to you guys is not what I think. It's what I've been through, going through, or I know that this is what's next for me. And I'm in it. Because I can only give you what's in here. I can't just make up stuff out of my head. I'm not geared up like that. That's why I say I'm not a motivational speaker. You can call me what you want to call me, guys. I bridge gaps. I help people get past that piece, that point in their life, that little piece that they're so afraid to jump over. That's the start. That's the fear. What's going on for Monica? Welcome to the grind. All of that is those little pieces that you can't get over. That's where I come in. I want to make sure that I empower you to get past that. And I don't just want to give you cliches. I want to tell you how. And as we say on this show, I don't care about your skill set. All I care about is your mindset. You can be a neurosurgeon or you can be a ditch digger. Doesn't matter. It's all mindset. Whatever you do, if you don't employ the proper mindset, none of it matters. Right? You're going to be a jacked up ditch digger and you're going to lose that job. If you don't deploy the right mindset as a neurosurgeon, then guess what? Eventually you're going to get a lawsuit against you and you're going to be on skid row anyway. Right? So it's about your mindset and what you're willing to do for yourself to get yourself going. See, people have this uncanny knack to make people as if they can't rise above it. feel as if you're being selfish. You're doing stuff and you're not you know, helping other people do what they do. And I say it all the time, ladies and gentlemen. It starts with you. If you're not the first partaker, there's no way, there's absolutely no way you're going to live the life that you were called to live. Life is too short to sit around and be used by somebody and or something else. And you have to recognize those things in your life. Life is too short. Live. What does that mean? Does that mean that you need to go out and quit your job? Do that if you want to. You may be in the unemployment line tomorrow. Does that mean that you need to go curse some people out? Go ahead. See how that's going to work out for you. In a lot of cases, guys, it's not what you do. It's how you do it. And when we get to the realization of exactly how that works, we make better decisions. And when you make better decisions, you get better results, right? So as you're moving along in life, guys, and you start to understand how this process really, really works, you start to understand that, hey, man, you know what? Maybe I need to actually start taking these products. Maybe I need to actually start saving some money. Hey, you know what? Maybe I need to actually trim the fat and take the hits. Maybe I need to be first partaker in whatever I do, because it's sexy to say, but sexier to do. And when you start getting sexier, things get different in your life. What's the cliche? Because I got a million of them, right? Like I'm telling you, what's the cliche? When you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change. And when you get to that point in life, you're not concerned about what other people are thinking or feeling about what you're doing, because they're not you. And you know that you have your best interests at hand. When you know that, then it doesn't matter what they say about you. It doesn't matter how they feel about what you're doing, because they don't know your goals. They don't know your dreams. They don't understand your passion, because guess what? They may be on this road and you're on this road. And until you guys align in some way, shape, form, or fashion to help each other achieve that goal, then nothing else matters. We're just going a different way. And that's okay. Allow people to go a different way. And guess what? They'll allow you to go a different way. Because when they know they can't affect you, when they understand that you are empowered to empower, when they understand that, then they got to let you go and they got to let you do your thing. So what if they don't support you? So what? There's a world of people out there that are going to support you and your goals, your hopes, your dreams, your aspirations. But you never know if you're on the wrong road. If your GPS is broke and you're just driving all around, instead of you just stopping and figuring out where you are and starting to move forward where you need to go. We talk about that all the time. So the title of this show, ladies and gentlemen, is Life is Short-Lived. And if life is so short, and you know it's short, some of you say, well, man, you have a long time to live. You know, I want to live till I'm 90-something years old, 100. You know, great, that's a long, 100 years is a long time. It is. But out of that 100 years, how many of those years are you willing to sacrifice? How many of those years are you willing to squander? All because you read The Magic of Thinking Big. You read, you know, Think Big or Die Trying. Whatever that is. That's a book. I may write that book, right? You've read, I got to think big. I got to think big. I got to, but you got to think big, but then you start to say, I got to do big. I got to do big. I just got to be big when I do it. And that stops you. Right there is the stopping point for you. Because in the process, you don't understand the process. You're saying, I got to do big. When in essence, you just got to get started. And you just got to allow it to take its own shape. And when you come to those spots, those big gaps, guys, I'm telling you right now, I'm standing right there in that gap and to help you bridge it until you can bridge it for yourself. And I'm going to tell you, you know what, hold on. Before you try and make that jump, I saw you get out of the car and walk over here to this point. Your legs aren't strong enough. You can't jump from here to there. You circumvented your process. You didn't go through any pain, right? You didn't go through any pain. You didn't build any new muscle to make this jump. But mentally, you expect to make this jump. No. Mentally, you didn't build any new muscle fibers in your brain. Physically, you didn't build any new muscle fibers because I saw you just get out of the car and walk to this point. But when you actually grind from there to here, you build muscles physically. You build muscles mentally. And as you build those muscles, now when you get to that point of jumping, I'm like, you ready? Jump. There's no way you can miss. Just jump. And guess what? If you jump and you feel I didn't come up all the way with what I wanted to come up with, guess what? You have the ability to regrow yourself. You don't have to reset and go all the way back to zero. You don't have to do that because you've grown yourself to that point. I wholeheartedly believe, guys, that people that reset all the time are the people that have not built any muscle, have not grown any stronger mentally because you reset. I'm going to reset and start all the way over, you know, at point zero. No, you just regrow. How do you regrow? You already have the foundation that you need. If you already have from here to here, then all you have to do is step back to right at this point because the foundation is there. You're not going to go back. But if you never create the foundation, you never have a strong point to jump to. Right? Never have a strong point to jump from. So some of you are thinking about this, you know, this morning, and you're trying to figure out exactly how. How? That's right, Jim. Everything big was once small. Every journey has to start somewhere. Yes. And every journey, and I'm glad you said that, Jim, every journey has to start somewhere. But every journey, every process has to be progressively more and more challenging every day. And if it's challenging, I'm telling you guys, it's simple. If you can go and work out every day and just lift 50 pounds, and your muscles will only grow to lift 50 pounds. But when you learn to create that perpetual mode of lack in your mind, say, you know what, if I don't do this, I'm not going to have this. If you don't learn to create that perpetual mode of commitment, consistency in your mind that says, I got to grow, I got to do it, because if I don't do anything different today than what I did yesterday, then I'm going to be the same place. And it's just sexy now. It's just sexy because I'm going to the gym. It's just sexy because I'm going and I'm exercising, but I'm doing the same thing every day. Same thing. There's no growth. No growth. But everybody can tell you're working out. They see you, but there's no growth. Do something different. The caveat, ladies and gentlemen, or I should say the precursor to you moving from level to level is change. If you're not willing to change anything, then you're not willing to change. Therefore, you will not change. And it is what it is. Take those baby steps, guys. Take the hits, man, and get where you need to be. Because if you don't, then you'll just be the same person that you were last year, last month. Do something and grow. Guys, thanks for chiming in with me this morning. Thanks for tuning in, man. Everybody on Facebook Live, I love you guys, man. You know, this show happens every Tuesday and Thursday at 8 a.m. And because of you guys, this show continues to go and go and go and go, man. Share it out with somebody. It happens on YouTube. It happens on Facebook Live. It happens on blogtalkradio.com/thegrind101. You know, share that out to somebody, help them get some gaps bridged as well, and become the person that can empower somebody, not through just by what they say, but by what they do also. God bless you guys, and we'll see you guys next time, all right? Leave you guys with a little ET. Love it too.
Some of you going to sleep and you don't deserve to be. You don't deserve rest. You lazy. You don't deserve rest. Rest is for people who work. You ain't doing nothing. Every day you chilling. You need to know your why, and my why wakes me up every single morning. You don't get it. Listen to me very closely. You can write everything down if you want to. Be brave enough to write every one of your goals down, but I'm going to tell you something. Life's going to hit you in your mouth, and you got to do me a huge favor. Your why has to be greater than that knocked out. At the end of your feelings is nothing. But at the end of every principle is a promise. Find a man who's diligent at what he does, and he shall stand before kings and not mean men. Every day you say no to your dreams, you might be pushing your dreams back a whole 6 months. That one single day, that one day you didn't get up, could have pushed your stuff back I don't know how long. The first level to success in life, listen to me, the very first level is you seeing it like it's clear to you, like you know exactly what you want. You know exactly when you want it. Listen to me. You know exactly what it tastes like. You know what it looks like. You know what it smells like. Before you really blow up, and you get success, you literally have it in the palm of your hand without having it.
I didn't come here to make friends. I don't even care if they respect me. I know who I am. Got enough respect for myself. Not want them to beat me.
They're never gonna beat you.
They came close to that.
And I'm telling you right now. I'm telling you right now because I care about you. I'm telling you right now because I've been there. I've done that. You've been in it for 3 years and you're about to quit. You've been doing it for 5 years and it don't look like you think. You put all your money in it. You put all your time in it. People are looking at you crazy. 5 years you've invested. Oh, you put too much in it to quit now. And the problem with some of y'all is you want somebody else to support your dream. But this is my time. This is my moment. Tomorrow ain't no such thing as tomorrow. What does your dream look like? What does it smell like? What does it taste like? If you want it to happen, get your butt up and make it happen. If you want it to happen, rise and grind.
The Grind. It's The Grind with Nathan McCray.
There's just no way you can get enough of me. Yo, Mr.
Giving real insight needed daily. Call 657-383-1291. That's 657-383-1291. It's blogtalkradio.com, The Grind 101. Join your host, Nathan McCray, 8 a.m. Eastern, every Tuesday through Thursday, for an unscripted conversation. It's The Grind, 657-383-1291.